across the park, across the park, across the little old park.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that had Gabby doing a little intro there. You may have heard it, and we were laughing over
the
top.
Was my microphone on?
Yeah, we were on.
Okay.
We're flustered. We completely. We're not flustered.
No,
okay, I feel a little bit flustered. Maybe it's just me, and that's fine. If I'm a professional, I'm a multi award winner. We'll get to that later. And I'm happy to just to go on.
We
are happy. We are multi. I mean, I'm a multi award winner, but as a group, we are also multi award winners. We can talk about my previous awards later. That may be a different show. That's fine. Anyway, this is Across the Park. Joel Kasem is my name. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Or if you're new to the show, welcome. I really appreciate it. Thank you. We all appreciate it. There's more people here. I'll introduce them because it's getting embarrassing. First up is...
come on, where's the intros?
Well, I don't have intros, mate, because I... We'll get to that as well. We've got a lot to get to. First up is a man in a hat. It's Mick Rad.
Oh, jeez. This show's really jumped the shark, hasn't it?
Well, yes.
Is that a saying?
Yeah,
jumping
the shark.
Is actually
from Happy Days.
It is from Happy Days, that's right, because they had the Fonz.
Yes.
He did I think they were struggling with ratings, so they put him on a surfboard or something, and he jumped over a shark. Something like
on
that,
the
right?
Surfboard.
I think we've had feedback about our intros. We might need to just quickly sharpen them up a little bit.
You're saying that wasn't sharp?
Nah.
Are you saying that wasn't on point?
Nah.
The person making fun of me is Gabby Morris.
Yay! It's the only reason I'm here.
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough. No, that's a good point.
Are you flustered because you talked to a girl earlier, or
what?
You?
Who did you talk to?
Yeah,
which one?
That's it.
Which one? Let's not talk about my dating life
again.
That's a new segment coming up for next year.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, across the Joel's Tinder profile.
Well, okay, let's start the show by talking about 2020.
Right,
vision. We obviously are coming back next year, fingers crossed. I mean, we're multi-award winning. We should come back next year.
Should we get into the multifacetness of what you're saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
Through the week, we had 2SER Award Night. It was a bit of a party. It was a fantastic night put on by 2SER.
Wasn't that lovely?
It was lovely.
So nice.
Pizza, champagne.
Catching up with a lot of people. We had a great time.
A fellow presenter accidentally... threw her pizza in your beer without you knowing. And
and then someone dropped the glass off the table.
Yes, true. And blame someone else.
It's no good Christmas party unless someone smashes something.
Exactly,
or a bit of food flies into someone's mouth.
Well, we had that.
We did.
And we had more.
That's right. There was awards given out, as they do every year here at 2SER, which is fantastic. It's great for people to feel...
be awarded.
Awarded.
Yeah.
Feel awarded.
Feel valued.
Recognition is called, Joel.
That's a good word.
Recognition for all the hard work.
You don't know the word, but
the volunteers do at this station.
Exactly.
Yeah, we have a lot of amazing volunteers, including ourselves.
I could think of three in this studio.
Yeah, that work like really hard to produce and present good content. So thank you for an independent station like 2SER allowing us to live our dreams.
Yes. Anyway, we did live our dreams because we won an award for...
Best Talks Presenters.
Yay! Joel's looking for it. Here we go.
Oh, you have it.
You know, this is... Oh, is that where it went?
We almost did forget it.
I think one of the best things about that night is that we had a whole crowd. There was a little bit of a stage. And, you know, they announced the award winners, us.
Yes.
And... we all barged up there fighting.
So we were probably...
Joel grabbed my bag, pulled me back. Mick pulled Joel back. So we were all fighting for one award because we all got given the one award.
It was like a joint award. All the other nominees were just single people.
That's right.
We were nominated as one huge conglomeration of three heads.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we won.
Well, yeah, we did. And as Gav was saying, so when everyone else got their awards, everyone was really humble and quite nice about it and slowly walked up and, thank you. Thank you very much. And walked away, but yeah.
We fought for the microphone.
I think we're the only people that did a speech afterwards. So yeah. It says a lot about us, I think. It says a lot about this show.
But
we are irritating.
We just take the mic and just talk and you listen, hopefully. Maybe. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. But it's a lovely trophy.
Now it's got some weight to it. We can, you know, say on every possible platform to every single person.
Yes.
We are multi-award winning sports comedy community radio show hosts.
That is the best.
Huge. I'm putting that in my LinkedIn for show.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, let's all do that.
I don't have a LinkedIn.
What?
Nah, never got involved.
Really?
Couldn't meet anyone through it.
Okay, put on your Tinder profile then, Joel.
Yeah, so anyway, we have won another award and we're very happy about it.
But you thank you to the audience for listening, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you to you for all your comments and feedback.
Yeah, and fan mail and our pigeonhole is bursting at the seams at the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
And we're just really thankful.
It's got coasters.
Beer coasters.
Beer coasters, an old awards, GWS hat, an award.
Certificates. Mm. Most enthusiastic.
Yeah. I think a magnifying glass is in there.
Yeah.
It's probably the best pigeonhole.
But you can check out our award and our really cute faces with our award
on Instagram.
Yes.
Soon.
@_the_park.
Yes. We're also on Facebook still.
Well, I haven't really done much on that.
Okay. So not
probably
really.
For the best. People don't really use Facebook anymore, especially people under the age of 20.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of a forgotten format.
But we are also on
Arsoles.
Spotify and Apple Music, and you can go to the 2SER website if you want to listen to previous episodes that we've obviously been awarded for because we are so good at talking.
I might start tweeting again too.
That would be cool.
We've got a pretty strong across park,
I think it is. But across the park across is taken park. By someone else.
We should have gone with one of our other names.
Across the line.
Meat Boys.
Meat Boys.
Maybe we should change it to Meat Boys. Can you do that? Can you change your Twitter handle?
Totally.
Okay. I think that's not a good idea.
No, that's not a good idea.
And I don't allow it.
Okay. It was your idea.
You're outvoted, right?
Yeah. Oh. But we've won all these awards and we haven't really talked about all the amazing guests that we've actually had on this show.
Yeah.
We've had some pearlers.
We have. Name some.
Nina Oyama.
Yes.
Amazing comedian who's now doing really well, so we claim her all the time.
Absolutely. I think we will continue to do that.
She's
thanks,
on
Nina.
Utopia. Shows like Utopia.
Yep.
Shows like
she appeared on Spicks and Specs, the Australian special that came back.
That was amazing.
I love how we're only claiming famous people. We've had, obviously, a few weeks ago, the Underwater Rugby Guys.
Yes.
Huge. Bumped into them the other day. They're keen to come back on. I said it was a bit too soon. But, no, they've got some really great...
Actually, I saw them out the front. They were just like looking at us like, hey guys,
is it our time?
Yeah. No, but we actually will get them back on because they've got some amazing female athletes and they're doing some really cool stuff. So next year, we'll have more underwater rugby content and we're going to get in the water and we're going to record some stuff.
All right. Definitely. Well, we're hoping to maybe possibly do some sort of work with them.
Oh, I'd love to.
Talking. Yeah, watch this space, guys.
Yeah. I can't say too much.
Yeah.
It's in the works.
Yeah.
And other guests.
Goxie. Goxie.
Yeah.
Aaron Goxie. If you don't know him, well, where have you
been? What's wrong with you?
He's awesome. They had the ladies from the Double Movement podcast.
Yeah.
They were on when you were away.
Yes.
We had Sarah Halliway. Yeah. Well, far out. Every time I come near the microphone, I just can't speak. She is a concussion expert, doctor, and professor of all amazing things.
Yeah.
She's just an amazing person. She came and discussed sports concussions because I had a concussion and we needed to learn more.
Yeah, it was very topical.
It was very topical.
Can you get more injuries next year?
Well, I have got an injury.
I know. We were going to get a physio on, right?
Yeah. So we will. I think we should because I don't know anyone that's not really needed a physio.
For people who've been listening, we feared that Gab might have done her ACL.
It was a huge exaggeration.
We found out this week she just scraped her knee.
No, that's not true. I went to the physio, and then he got double. He was like, I need someone else to come and have a look. And I was like, you need to get an MRI. Anyway, got the MRI, just bruising to the bone. That's actually pretty bad.
Very painful.
Painful. Hmm. Still really sore, but nothing as serious. Everyone was like, you wouldn't be able to really walk/even rotate the way that you're moving right now.
Robotic leg things, braces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's neither of those things, so Merry Christmas to my knee for not needing surgery.
All right. Yes. So anyway, moving into next year, 2020. I mean, we still have a couple of episodes left this year.
Yeah.
We have a couple of ideas.
Do we?
Whether they have one or not, we'll see.
Well, okay. Watch this space, guys.
Watch this space. Yes.
And watch 2020 because huge. Bigger guests, bigger talent, more professionalism from us, better content. Things will be huge.
Okay.
We'll be dry multi-award winning.
The other week we set Mick a challenge.
Yes.
You've done a challenge, I think. Have you done a challenge yet?
Just being awesome.
Okay, yep. That's not a challenge. You're always awesome.
Hey!
Oh, come
cute.
On.
You suck, Mick. What's my challenge? What's your challenge?
Well, see, I was going to set myself a challenge right now. Right now. And that is next year...
Have a girlfriend.
Let's not go stupid, you know.
These next year.
These are going to happen.
Okay.
I will give us a new theme song.
Can it be something I sing?
Possibly.
That could be my challenge.
Okay.
To sing a beautiful song.
Jeez, don't give yourself too high a target.
I've been told I have a beautiful voice.
Really?
No, that's a great challenge. We need a new song.
Yes.
We need a new intro.
New intro.
We need to get professional. My challenge is to be able to do 3 pull-ups.
Right.
Okay.
I think I've done this challenge before.
See, I feel like you did have a challenge, and that might have been it. Or something similar to that.
You've still got a few weeks to do it.
No. Oh, is it? You're going to do this in
Mine's
a couple of weeks.
Mine's for next year. In 2020.
What?
We're still talking 2020. So,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Our first show next year, mind you, it might be a best of this year, but our first proper show of next year, I will have us a new theme song.
Okay.
Do we have any input?
If you like.
Great.
It's completely up to you.
Awesome. What's your challenge, Mick?
No, you don't. My challenge. I wanted to have something
have you
sporting,
sport
sporting
yet?
Related.
Yeah, that's your challenge.
Something sporting related has got to be my challenge.
You haven't
right?
played any sport.
No, this year has been pretty light on the old swaroo.
I did yoga today.
Okay, it's not a sport.
It is.
It definitely
I'm
is.
Yoga is not a sport.
Yeah.
What? And I'm playing soccer tonight. Boom.
Last night, you mean?
Last night. And we won.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the score, Gab?
2-0.
How many did you score? Oh, you're a goalkeeper, aren't you? Oh, you scored a goal.
Yeah. You don't have to goal anymore because your knees are right.
No, I'm going to be... I was gentle on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, what's your?
No, I do need a. I need a goal, don't I? Some
I've been
of
playing
goal.
A lot of tennis.
Can I think about it? Like,
yeah,
it's
you've
not
got
New
17
Year's
minutes
yet.
To work out your goal.
No, I want to think about it for like the end of the year episode.
And
you know, the New
goals
Year's
are really important. They need to be achievable and realistic, and within a time frame that is. So it doesn't need to be massive. Maybe you could just go outside and just kick a ball every day.
Jeez, every day
for a week.
Come on.
You know,
yeah,
something like that.
I love
that.
Kicking balls.
Or you could, you know, run to the train every time.
I do that a lot. I ran upstairs to get to the studio today.
Yeah.
Oof. Boy, was Oof. I puffed.
What sports can you actually... Well, you can't really
Cricket,
play.
Golf, soccer,
golf.
Basketball.
Golf.
I play all these sports.
Golf.
I'm just saying, I do.
Golf.
Are you saying golf's not a sport?
Not really.
Oh, come on.
It is. I was driving past the golf course the other day and I was like, it was 7 a.m. and they were playing golf. What?
When I worked on the golf
Who
course...
Who gets up at 5:30 to play golf?
When I worked on a golf course, especially through summer, there would be people coming in before the course even opened and having a hit.
Yes.
You don't have to pay. And usually it was members anyway.
What time is it open?
I think, about 6, maybe 7. Depends what time of the year it is, I guess.
But the sun, I used to get up really early. As the sun's coming up, and I can get in a whole round of golf before I go to work. And that was what I used to do back in summer, back in Canberra.
Really?
I haven't played golf for
months. It's not really a sport, though.
Putt-putt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Putt-putt. He just goes to the
What about tennis? Tennis is a sport? Is that a sport in your language,
Of course it's a sport.
Oh, okay. Well.
It's
You're so like, no, it definitely is a sport. Golf, no, it's definitely not a sport.
Definitely not.
Right.
Okay.
Speaking of tennis, someone, for the first time ever, played a professional tennis match and lost every single point of the match. All 48 points, losing 6-0, 6, sorry, 6-love? 6-love.
6-love.
6-love, 6-love. And it was televised. And
this guy
was so bad. It was in Qatar. the guy that lost was from Ukraine, Artem Barmet. Looked like he'd just never played tennis before.
Was he professional?
Well,
like he was meant to be?
It was a professional tournament, like a tennis tournament. He paid money to enter. It was televised.
He faked it till he made it, and then he made it, and he didn't.
It was so, like, serious. But the only thing he could serve, but he couldn't hit the ball. Like, he was just, like just scared of the ball, and he, like, if you watch some footage of it,
was
it's
it,
like.
Was it rigged? This sounds like a rigged deal.
Well, the thing is, people had bet money on it. And that, and this is where it gets dodgy. So someone, some gamblers made $2,500 by waging against him. So
it's not even that much money.
No, it's not, because it's like no one cares. But someone actually did bet on that match because it was a professional tennis match tournament in Qatar. And yeah, I couldn't, like, apparently
can
they,
you, can
they
you
struggle
watch it online.
Sh- yeah, yeah, you can. Hold on, it's gone viral. Yeah,
you almost brought it up then.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's just shocking. But I like tennis. Like, I used to play tennis. When
I
was
love
kid.
Tennis.
Let's play pennant. What do they call it?
What's pennant?
It's like, you know. When you're a kid, you go into tournaments.
Yeah.
And they call it pennant.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like
a kid's tournament.
Tennant, you
pen,
mean?
Pennant. Pen, pennant.
Pennant.
Yeah, pennant.
Pennant.
This is a great show. It's three people sitting there saying pennant at each other for half an hour.
Pennant. It's like tennis.
Pennant.
We're playing pennant tennis.
Pennant. Yeah.
Pennant. Pennant.
Yes.
Pennant.
Yes.
No, okay. Ant. Pennant.
Pennant.
Like, if you live somewhere, you're
pennant,
a
you know, pennant
tenant.
Hills? Pennant.
Oh, okay. Is yeah. there a meaning behind pennant?
It's just like the name of a tournament.
Oh, okay, I'm just like... wondering. It's a fair question. It's like great,
it's a fair question.
Great cricket.
Great cricket, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Did you guys ever get made to do tennis club or like tennis lessons?
No, I did. That's why I was doing tennis lessons. I was doing club.
Yeah,
like,
my parents
really wanted me to make lots of money by playing yeah. tennis. Yeah, it didn't work out. The golf, I tried to make money playing golf. No, I'm not that good at either. I'm just not good at that. Good at sport in general.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Well, that's why I've given up, Gab. I've got to the point in my life where I've decided I'm just not good enough.
No, I'm sorry. You actually can do this. You can achieve your goals as long as they are small and achievable.
Thanks.
Words of wisdom.
Thanks for the mentoring.
Speaking of sports that Gabby don't think of sports, in cricket, the WBBL final was on last Sunday.
Sure was.
Brisbane Heat won. They beat the Adelaide Strikers. I think I even actually said, you said, who's going to look out for?
You said the Heat.
That's exactly how you said it too. Whoever the face. You said, who I can't even. Pennant. You asked me who would make the finals, and I said Brisbane Heat and Adelaide Strikers. And that's exactly what happened, and Brisbane Heat smashed them by 6 wickets.
Joel the Soothsayer.
It comes after Saturday's matches where player of the tournament, Sophie Devine, started with bat and ball to help Adelaide Strikers reach their... That was their first grand final.
Mm-hmm.
They chased down Perth Scorchers 126 quite easily. Then after that, the Brisbane Heat completed a remarkable run chase to beat the Melbourne Renegades by 4 wickets with 12 balls to spare.
There you go.
There you go. So Beth Mooney scored an unbeaten 56.
Another good tournament, I think. Good to see. You know, I think they played more games this year, WBBL.
I'm not sure if they played more, but this was their first ever standalone season. So
yes.
They played before the BBL starts, mm-hmm. which is great. Because
yeah.
it gives them much more prime time television, and it's excellent. So I think they'll continue that into next year.
Cool.
Also on cricket, just quickly, the Shield match between Victoria and WA played in
Melbourne.
In Melbourne, the MCG,
on the
obviously.
MCG.
It had to be abandoned because the pitch was so dangerous. Like, the balls were just bouncing.
So what was
like,
on the
pitch?
It was
like pitch? A trampoline.
Was it just that bouncy, wasn't it?
It was so bouncy. People were just getting hit everywhere.
Scummed.
It was like body line.
Now, this is a problem because obviously the Boxing Day test match is only 2 weeks away yesterday.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
Yeah.
Boxing Day is 2 weeks away?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Christmas is 3 weeks away. It's so confusing.
So what are they going to do with this pitch in 2 weeks to make it playable?
I don't know.
They're asking the landscaping expert.
Yeah, exactly. He could be a pitch curator.
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
I definitely couldn't.
I wouldn't
know what
the
needs.
You
did greens.
I did greens.
I know what it needs. It needs aeration and rain.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Possibly. MCG.
And Melbourne. Rolling. They're going to roll it.
Well, it's not raining there.
It is raining in Melbourne, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it is. I think Melbourne's... It's Melbourne. It's probably raining.
Right. Yeah, but 2 weeks' time. So they've made some contingencies, apparently. If the MCG is not up to scratch, which would be unheard of for the biggest test match in the calendar to not be played at the MCG, Adelaide is going to step up to the plate.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you, Adelaide.
Adelaide is going to step up to the plate and say, hey, can we play here? And why not?
It would be bizarre, though, to have a
it would.
Boxing
might be,
Day
might
match.
Be better weather, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Always bloody rains on the Boxing Day test match.
Very true. Hey, I've got some other stuff here. You know, the Olympics.
I do that next year in Tokyo.
Oh, that's going to be big for us.
Yeah, we're all ready. 2020 Olympics, we're all over, right?
We better be.
I'm sure I've got tickets. You got tickets already? We're flying over?
Oh, we are?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Toys
R Us sponsoring us. Yeah, Toys R Us sending us over to the Olympics.
Okay, so those 2 weeks when the Olympics are on, yeah. We will be coming live from Tokyo. Massive news.
Woo!
This is going to be great. We'll find our sister studio over there. I don't know what it's going to be called over in Tokyo.
Something.
3SER.
Maybe 3SER. I don't know. Is it true? Is just a radio question.
Huh?
Does the 2 mean Sydney?
Yes.
And so, like, Melbourne is 3?
Yeah, you know how the postcodes, like SD codes, yep. are 02 for Sydney and 03 for Victoria?
There you go.
They match up with the radio.
I didn't know that numbers. I didn't even know what 2SER stood for a long time.
Sport is the S. We found that out.
Sport Entertainment Radio.
Beautiful gear.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so, firstly, Queensland have gone in to host the 2032 Olympics.
Now, is this a good idea? I mean, Brisbane...
2032?
Yeah, 2032.
That's how far involved...
I can't make decisions like that. God, I can't even figure out what I want to do next week.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine making that decision.
Do you guys remember, though, when Sydney got announced to mm-hmm. be hosting this yes. 2000 Olympics? Do you remember thinking about how old you were going to be when the 2000 Olympics were on?
No, I was a small, small child when the Olympics was on.
I remember it. So I do remember it being on TV when they announced it, that whole...
And the winner is... Yeah, I got up at 3 a.m. Sydney, Australia.
What are you doing?
It was Juan Antonio Samaranch.
Yes,
announced
Juan.
It live on every station on TV. And we all got up at 3 a.m. to watch them announce who was going to host the Olympics.
I was living in America at the time.
Oh,
yeah. And actually really helped because at the time...
No, what, in 1991 you were living in America?
Yeah, I was living in America.
Right.
And
I don't believe you.
I actually was. No, I genuinely was. And at the time, nobody knew where Australia was. And they thought that I spoke really, really good English.
Right.
And so when the Olympics came on, it was just like I was almost an Olympic hero because I was an Australian girl living in this small town in America. So they were like, oh, my God, you're pretty much an Olympic hero. I was like, yeah.
So you were in America in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. There you go. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about you this week, Gavin.
Yeah. I was in Boston.
Boston.
Going for the Celtics and the Red Sox at Fenway. Parking my car in Harvard Yard.
They say water. They say water in Boston,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they say water. And Gordon, you want to get a water.
Water. And not other news.
I don't know if I've told you that I've seen not only the Celtics play against the 76ers, but I've also seen the Red Sox against the Yankees. Fenway Park.
Okay.
One of the oldest, most amazing baseball pitches in America.
All right. Thanks. Cool. Thanks for that news.
That is very cool.
I'm sure everyone was really excited.
In other
Olympic news, big news, sporting news.
Yes.
Russia is not allowed to compete in any major sporting event for 4 years under the Russian country flag.
That's right.
So basically, Russia cannot compete in the Olympics. Russia cannot compete in the World Cup, Football World Cup, and anything else that comes up in the next 4 years.
Now, I believe...
Drugs are bad, okay. The World Anti-Doping Association has basically said that Russia's sort of backroom dealings of drugs, they're not policing themselves at all. They're not looking after anti-doping in Russia. So they've decided that Russia just cannot compete. But individual Russian athletes can compete under a neutral flag if they can...
Which would just be the American flag, I assume.
If they can 100% prove that they are not on drugs.
Wow.
So it's a bit weird. But Russia can't compete as a country, so they can't win anything.
Do you reckon Russia's fuming?
Oh, I reckon they'd be pretty pissed, yeah. But, you know,
it's done
like
a blue piece as well.
All those athletes, though, that are just like have done no drugs, have been not involved with any type of event.
Well, obviously, it's unfair on them, right?
Yeah, it sucks. Sure.
They can still compete.
Gets punished.
They can still compete.
Did you just wink at him?
No, I put a funny eye.
Oh, I'll take it. Yeah.
It's my lazy eye.
Sorry.
Genuinely is.
Cool. So, we spoke about the Olympics. We talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. We spoke about the cricket. We've also talked... What happened to
Why
tennis?
Are you recapping what we've just done? That's what we do on this show.
I've actually got to go because I've got to play a soccer game
in
5.6 minutes.
Well, we have 5:30 to go.
Oh, that's great.
Should
Perfect.
I do a game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this will be good.
Have you got a game?
Why not?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh.
Word association.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe. When we're talking about things aren't sport or things, that is not a game.
No, it's not actually a game.
Word association is not a game.
I'll do the game
That's
if you
some,
want.
Some sort it. Of psych, okay. psychological stuff.
What? Question one. What, beginning with W, would you find in a surfer's station wagon car?
A widget.
Nope.
What, beginning
Wax.
With W?
Yay!
Ding,
ding.
Wow.
Wait, it's just like just playing I Spy with My Little Eye.
Sort of is. We should play that in here.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go next. I Spy with My Little Eye. Something beginning with...
Oh, God.
No, we can't do that.
No? Okay. All right.
Next question.
Yes.
You got
that's
one?
The shark.
I got one.
Okay, go.
What is Elton John's real name?
Dwight. Something. No. Oh, do
Everton.
You know this?
Something Everton.
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald Dwight.
That's yes, it.
Just repeated you.
I knew I'll see Dwight.
Your turn to ask a question.
Oh. Oh, my God. This is the worst game ever.
I was right. more than happy to do my word
okay,
association.
If you're not going
to
go, I'll go.
Okay.
What band member from the Rolling Stones got hit in the head by a coconut?
What's his name?
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, yeah.
And
I didn't know the answer, but thanks.
Yeah, he totally, I could have died. Like, you can die. People
I'm
die
just
from
looking at your shirt, Mick, for reference, for ideas for questions.
That's very good.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Yes.
Which
where
what,
is Hawaii?
What side is the left side on a sailing boat?
Oh, I always get this wrong.
Ding ding.
Is it? It is.
Yeah.
So how do you remember that?
I'll tell you how I remember.
Yeah, how?
Left has four letters, port has four letters.
Yeah, okay.
That's my way.
That's a good way.
And starboard
and right don't have the same amount of letters.
Yeah.
It's a harder way to remember.
Okay,
it.
Next question. Okay. I'm just looking at at his shirt and getting ideas. What is the name of the surfer that got live broadcasted getting attacked by a shark?
Oh, Mick Jennings.
Mick Jennings. What from Parramatta Eels?
No, sorry, Mick. Oh God, what's his surname?
So
Fanning.
This?
Mick Fanning.
Yes, good Mick job.
I like a Jennings. Well, Jennings just re-signed for the Parramatta Eels for 2 years. There we go.
There you go. What Australian woman is known for being the best tennis player?
Oh.
This is quite topical.
In the world.
Ash Barty.
She just won WTA's Player of the Year, I believe.
Did she?
Yes. Like officially won the award that says you are the best female player of the year.
At the 2SER Awards?
Yep. Yeah, okay. She was there. Ash was there. We forgot to get a photo.
Oh, my God, imagine.
We should go. Well, we've still got 2 minutes to kill, guys. So I'm going to get my word association.
All right. You actually
all right. So I will say a thing, and you tell me what sport it is associated with.
Oh, okay, great.
Now you're happy with it. All right. Puck.
Ice hockey. I got that.
I said ice hockey
first.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Listen to the tape, Gav.
Let's go back. Pick and roll.
Oh.
NFL.
No.
Not pitch and roll.
Pick.
Pick. No, I don't know what that is.
It's basketball.
What? Oh, yeah, of course.
Is it?
Pick what?
I haven't... This is literally just a screenshot.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have no idea.
Okay, good. Shuttlecock.
Badminton.
I'm going to call it a tie.
I think we definitely need to go back to the tape on that one.
Peloton.
Cycling.
All right. Scrum.
Rugby union or both. Or rugby league. Either one.
What did you say?
Rugby.
Rugby.
Hugby.
Hugby.
Suicide squeeze.
What?
Wrestling.
No.
Like the
no, but good guess.
UFC.
No, good guess.
Underwater rugby.
No. Baseball, it says here.
What?
Well, what is the...
This
is
hasn't
it?
Been fact checked.
Oh, God, Joel. Yeah, what
this
is...
This is what it looks like. Okay. So, no, I'm not going to do that one. Oh, here we go. Ollie.
Skateboarding.
BMX.
What? BMX?
You can ollie on a BMX?
What is that hand movement? Whoa, Dad. Chill out.
Clearly it's skateboarding.
Oh boy.
The one thing I can do on a skateboard.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
Well, I want video evidence for that, and okay. So do our listeners.
Alrighty.
And so do the girls on Tinder.
Last one. Mm-hmm. Ground stroke.
Golf?
Tennis.
Tennis. I don't know how we did it, but we finished the show.
Wow. Sorry, guys.
So, yeah. Apologies for this.
Sorry
episode.
It wasn't sooner.
Well, we will be back next week with...
Maybe.
No, we'll be back next week with the proper show.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Gabby, mess. Joel, Mick on one of the best shows, the multi-world winning.
Don't go over 30 minutes, please. Bye.
Bye.